Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. We have a fantastic episode for you on RDC World 1.
I'm 36! I'm 36! Why is it always everybody versus me? I'm not Thanos!
So, today's episode is on RDC World 1. I don't know how many people will be interested in this, but honestly, I find them so hilarious that I just felt like I had to do an episode on them. I know it may not get the most listens or plays, but I want to do channels that I genuinely really like, and I think this one is just fantastic. So, RDC World 1 is basically a channel that does skits and kind of maybe longer form parodies and stuff like that. They do reviews as well. They do all sorts of stuff. Basically, they focus their channel on like anime, also sports, some general like things. Like they've done some videos about Popeye's employees and Chick-fil-A employees, music like J. Cole, like a bunch of different stuff. But they are so funny every single time. I have gone through in the past like few weeks and just binge so many of their videos, and they are all so great. The thing about RDC World that is so amazing is they all commit. In every single video, they are yelling and screaming, dressed in full cartoon character, anime character getup, running around through the house and through the streets around them. And I'm just like, you have to really be committed to your YouTube channel to dress up with no context and record yourself fighting with fake swords. Like, you have to be committed. But they do it anyway, and it's fantastic. Some of their more popular skits are the ones they have done on LeBron James, where LeBron James was traded. Not LeBron James, but James Harden was traded. They have done Black Avengers, that whole series. When people take anime too far. All like the locker room skits during the finals. Like LeBron in the locker room. Curry in the locker room. Avatar, The Last Hoodbender. And one of the most popular, the Anime House series, which they have now made the fifth one. All of them are so fantastic. And they commit so much to them. Like I said, what I think is probably the coolest part is these group of friends seem really fun. I know I talk about groups a lot. This, again, Sidemen seem like a super genuine group. I've talked about them. These guys seem like a super genuine group as well. Like, they are just friends having fun. You can tell everybody is giving it their all in the acting. They are so fun to watch, and you can feel the energy that is coming out of the screen when you are kind of watching their videos. I didn't mention this before, but they have 5.25 million subscribers. So yeah, they're doing pretty well. And a lot of their videos, even though they're short, like there are some, most of them, I would say, range around like 3 minutes. 2 minutes, and then you'll have an occasion one like Hood Olympics 3 2 weeks ago that was 12 minutes, or How Marvel Heroes Feel About the Eternals 2 months ago, which was 12 minutes. So they'll throw in that long video in there. Occasionally there's going to be like a super long skit, like an Anime House that is 30 minutes, but other than that, they have a lot of short skits. And they also do certain things where they just kind of talk about anime, where I think Mark talks about Invincible. That's a cartoon show. And also, like, they just went back and forth on, like, what the worst anime is. They're all committed as a group, and although Supreme Dreams, or Mark, is kind of the one who takes a lot of the main roles, all of them definitely play an amazing part and are super funny in their own right. Ben may be one of my favorites. I honestly just love them so much. And I really recommend, if you are having a bad day or something, and you do enjoy anime, you do enjoy cartoons, you enjoy sports, you can go check out a lot of their funny skits. They are honestly hilarious. And it feels like it brings you right in to kind of just laughing. This is like a weak spot for me on the internet. I crack up at like every single one of these. Yeah. They keep it, what I appreciate is they do keep it short. You can easily try to make, you know, some of these shorter skits go longer. Like, there is a way that you could stretch it out, which would be bad. When a skit is made, and people like Gus Johnson know this, and Sven Johnson, who I've done an episode on Gus Johnson before, a lot of the comedy relies in timing. Which means that if you go on too long and you try to stretch that out for the YouTube algorithm, it is going to be worse. Pretty much, yeah, it's going to be worse. So you have to take the risk of making a short 2-3 minute video to end up getting like 2 to 4 million views per video. And they took that risk and they executed very well. If I look through some of the most recent ones that I think are super funny, obviously there's the classic when Harden was traded. What I really liked was how people who use poison in anime, how those people are. How fast anime characters build friendships. That one's hilarious too. Another funny, how rappers be when a trash feature ruins it. Well, how rappers be when you get a Drake feature. Like, they bring in all these different topics and they kind of pull it into one. Their J. Cole sketch was super funny. And yeah, they have this kind of all sorts of like culture. So if you can really go in there with like a varied taste, you don't have to like anime to appreciate them. You don't have to like sports to appreciate them. You don't have to like all of it. You can find your little niche, and when they make the video, you watch that. You don't have to. For me personally, I kind of fit into all the categories. So it works out for me. But if some of the videos are not your thing, it's not your thing. One of the cool things that has come from them making videos about specific people like LeBron James and like J. Cole is LeBron James and J. Cole see them. So one thing that was super cool is in 2 months, they have posted a video where they meet J. Cole and do a sketch with him, and also when he meets LeBron James on the red carpet. Now, the coolest thing about this sketch, not this sketch, this moment, is LeBron James, when meeting Supreme Dreams, recites the lines in the sketch. So that means LeBron James, there's a video of him laughing at it too, but it means that LeBron James has seen the video before, has appreciated it, and it's just super awesome that he knows them, he appreciates them, he thinks they're funny, and he's watched the video enough to remember the line. Like, do you know how amazing that is? It is just super awesome. And I've heard this guy talk. I don't know if he was on a podcast or something, but he was talking about his drive. I think it was Supreme Dreams. And that how he, it might have been in the LeBron James one, and how he keeps kind of forcing himself to succeed, because this group all lives together, I'm pretty sure, and he keeps buying like a bigger house, expecting that he's gonna do well enough to fit in there, to pay for the rent. And I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing, which is super cool. So he's forcing himself into success by putting himself into a position where if he fails, he fails in a bad way. So by doing that, that's really, I mean, you have to have a certain edge to you to put yourself in that position. And I think he's talking about how his friends have to hold him back a bit so he doesn't go too overboard. But he personally does a great job with everything, and you can see that drive pay out in the videos and how well he commits to it. It's really, really awesome. Another thing about them is they do have a gaming channel where I think they stream on Twitch as well. And they post their kind of longer videos there. That one has 791,000 subscribers. So again, it's doing pretty well as well. But it seems like they play a lot of Smash and fighting games. And I personally love fighting games. So yeah. They've done series like The Walking Dead. And like I said, they stream. They are super fun to watch. I really appreciate watching them, and I think they're always fun. It's kind of acts as a second channel as well. But yeah, go check out their gaming channel if you didn't know about them. They're super fun to watch. Again, friends having fun, what I always say, is a great idea. So yeah, go check that out. I have to keep this one relatively short as it is 11:51 and I have to get it out on Sunday. I can't really edit it that much too. Thank you guys for all the support. I'm basically getting back into school soon. So I'm doing a lot of summer work on my end. I promise the next one will be probably, hopefully, be edited. And yeah, I'm just kind of have to bang this out and then we should be on our regular schedule. For reviews, Girl Tubbo, thank you for the review. I have done an episode on Tubbo, but maybe it's time to revisit him. And Eli, again, thank you for the suggestion and the encouragement. I will definitely look into that. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate all the support. Goodbye.